Something's bothering me and I don't know what it is. So I'm going to make a cup of tea, sit down at the bar in my kitchen, and let me get a cup here. Oh yeah, this cup says positivity. Positivity. T-E-A. Okay. So I'm going to sit down, but I decided I'm going to read a book. A good friend of mine has written a book, which is published now by Routledge, who are a fairly well-known publisher. I remember them being around when I was at university. I'm sure they were the ones who published a book by Durkheim and Routledge and Kegan-Paul they were. Siobhan Keenan Fitzgerald is the author. The book is called Listen, How Child and Student Voice Can Change the World. Now, I've read a bit of this book already, but I need to crack on if I'm going to get far in it. I was so impressed by what I read in the first chapter about the value of becoming confident enough and skilled enough to speak in front of groups or even to speak in front of another person. Yeah. They're talking about, she's writing about children. I mean, she used to be head in a primary school. And now she works in some policy part of the Department of Education, I think. Anyway, this book appealed to me because I thought all the arguments about why it's good for children's voice to be heard apply equally to adults. And there are a whole lot of adults, as I'm sure you know, whose voices are not heard, who don't have the ability to, or confidence really, to string a good rational argument together, don't know how to engage the attention of an audience, get really nervous when the spotlight is on them and they're called to say something, even if it's at a dinner party. The last thing some people would want to be asked is, what's your favourite book? Or what do you think is the cause of all this bad weather we're having? And if they had to string together a few sentences on that topic, they probably would cringe. What matters for children matters for adults. And I suppose it's pretty obvious, because if you start off life as a child avoiding public speaking at all costs, avoiding giving presentations, doing anything that involves me giving a presentation, if you start life out like that, it must be hard to break that barrier. It really must. Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm just feeling a little bit off, and I don't know why. I'm not quite sure what I want to do with myself. And it has nothing to do with the fact that my sister-in-law, brother-in-law and their son are coming to stay tomorrow, overnight. It has nothing whatsoever to do with that.
Last, the one that used to be on audio this, and it just didn't go well and stuff like that. I just sort of exited stage left and stuff. I was in one of those funky moods and stuff. Let me bring this up here as far as that. But first of all, good morning, Tony. Salute to you. Hashtag positive start today. Hashtag,
The voice of my good friend. Well, we used to be friendly. It's been a long time since we've been in touch with each other. Fireman Rich. Fireman Rich is participating in Na Pod Pomo, the audio month-long activity that I'm participating in. I think he's probably the first person I've listened to who's put a podcast episode together, specially connecting it with Na Pod Pomo. So, Rich, if you hear this, it's good to hear you again. And Jennifer Navarrete, if you hear this, thank you ever so much for keeping this going for 17 years. What a wonderful leader you are.